Now, the last part of the 13th chapter of Revelation, it says that eventually this global system is going to enforce upon all of humanity the reception of some sort of a mysterious mark. It says in verse 16, He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Now, some have thought that is a tattoo. They think it's a mysterious brand or a symbol. But let's go on to verse 17 and get some more. And that no man might buy or sell. Now, that's merely telling you can't normally function in the economic community. You can't buy, you can't sell, you can't do business. That means you can't buy a home or sell a home. You can't buy or sell vegetables. You can't buy or sell a watch or gasoline for your automobile. It means you simply cannot function in society unless, save that, he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. One of three things. Many people say you've got to have the mark of the beast, that is, this mysterious symbol that they think is anything from a tattoo placed upon Jewish arms in concentration camps to, as I said, the little striations on packages to assist in computer analysis of inventory in a supermarket today. But they miss the point that it says either the mark or the name of the beast, the name of the system, or the number of his name. Now, the number of his name is called 666. So it's one of those three. I find it fascinating that the emphasis is on the economic system. The symbolism is obvious. The right hand means work. It means shaking hands. It means a willingness to accept. It means acceptance. It means going along with the system. And certainly the forehead is the frontal part of the lobes of the brain where the volition or the willpower is. It has to do with will and volition. It has to do with conscience. It has to do with willingness to go along and to accept the system. It does not necessarily mean a visible stamp. You can't see that all of the book of Revelation is in symbolism, and that even the language of the 13th chapter having to do with beasts and horns and dragons and all this type of thing, and then suddenly say, now this is literal when it says right hand and forehead. Now it's suddenly not symbolism, but it is literal. No, that would not be true to the text. Now, as I look at the meaning of the word franc in France, and as I look in Switzerland, in France, even at the word Gilder, and especially at the German Deutschmark, it makes me ponder the statement that no man might buy or sell save he had the mark or the name or the number of that system, or the number of his name. And then it says it is 666 or 666. You probably haven't heard about the new monetary standard that is being designed, that has actually been struck and has been designed and printed, and some of the coins have been minted and are gradually becoming more and more in circulation, called the AQ. But the AQ was an ancient French coin, and it's interesting that the symbolism for the European Economic Community is stamped right on that coin, and it's by coincidence, apparently, that the name of this coin, which is apparently being struck in gold, AQ, is the exact French pronunciation of Europe Commune Unie, or the European Common Market. European Common Community United. It's interesting that the stamp or the imprimatur on metal or paper is called, plainly, in the German language, a mark. And when you send a franked envelope through the mails, you are sending an envelope that was already marked, stamped, or printed in advance. It merely means a franked or a marked envelope, one which was stamped. So the French currency is really translated into the English language a mark. And the German currency is a mark. And the Swiss currency is the franc or the mark. It's interesting that with a new common European currency likely pinned to a gold standard, calling the tunes if the entire IMF and if the Western democracies and their monetary systems of pound sterling in Britain and the dollar in the United States simply go completely down the drain, which I absolutely expect probably before the end of this decade, then a new monetary system governed by the Europeans might emerge. And that would be the standard under which all nations would have to carry on the economics of their countries, and it would be called the mark. And thus, this prophecy could be fulfilled. Well, you don't have to believe that to be saved, but it's interesting speculation anyway.